Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
47 degrees if you average the temperatures throughout the area. It's going up to about 60-something today, and then it really does get cold. It warms up, then it gets really cold next week. Eugene Green joins us now, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about homelessness in the area. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning to you and to your listeners. It's a great opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's talk about homelessness in New Orleans. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Well, I see, because I attend many of the homeless encampment cleanups and also closures such as the one that took place recently under the Carrollton interchange. And what I see is a system that is a situation that's going to be always very difficult for the city to overcome. My observations are that many, many, many of the people that you see on the streets and who are homeless in New Orleans have come from other locations. It's easy because, of course, they're free to do so. But what we see is people choosing to come to New Orleans because we have significant services, whether it be availability of food banks, whether it be covered shelters such as the Carrollton overpass, the Claiborne Avenue overpass, the Chapultepec overpass, the other areas near the Superdome where there were encampments. It's easy to stay there. And because we have services and we have so many generous people who sometimes are very motivated by the right thing, but are kind of misguided as to the long-term effect of their generosity. We have a lot of situations in New Orleans where we have a lot of people who come from other places. And I want our residents and also those who are not residents but see what's going on in New Orleans to know that when you see someone who is homeless living on the streets, it's not because New Orleans has chosen to be incompetent. It's not because we're ignoring it. It's because it's an overwhelming situation, and many of those people have been put into apartments. We've relocated over 1,400 people in the last year plus. At the end of the day, they're in apartments, but it's very costly to do so. And I think that you'll see, as you saw during the Super Bowl, that even if you create a transition center and it provides services and the like, there are still going to be people who leave it and choose to live on the streets.
Is it getting worse, council member?
Well, the numbers suggest that we are doing a good job in getting more people inside so that there are more people who are inside than in the past, especially in the last couple of years. But the reality is, without me saying it's being worse, the captain of the 8th District reported the other day, that's the French Quarter, based on what he says, that if we cleaned up the French Quarter tomorrow and there were no homeless people, he feels that within 3 months there would be a return. And I'm using his words, that we would be basically pressured again because there'd be so many numbers. It's important to recognize that we're a welcoming city. The weather is fine. You talked about the weather today compared to places in the Northeast where it's degrees or 20 degrees, we always have comfortable temperatures here. We have many activities. We have people who are generous. At the end of the day, we provide so many services. We even have needle exchanges here on every Tuesday in the Central Business District. At the end of the day, there's a lot that goes on in our city that makes it such that people want to come here. But I do want to say this, Tommy, because I know that the other day that you probably heard this discussion, I'm asking the state to get involved. We have other parishes that are bringing people here to New Orleans because they don't have the services. They drop them off at the port of embarkation. They drop them off at the Ozanam Inn. They drop them off in different places because they can't do anything with them. Well, unfortunately, that becomes an unsustainable burden on the city of New Orleans. There needs to be more collaboration. There needs to be more regional cooperation. It's not that the city of New Orleans is incompetent, that we have so many people and other parishes around us don't have them. It's because we provide the services. And at the end of the day, we're going to need some help from the state.
But you can't, New Orleans can't take care of the homeless of the state or of the country, especially with the budget problems that we have, right?
Well, there are many pressures on our budget, urban budget. The activities that we have that we provide police for which we have no say-so over the leases that are going to be established. For example, the Superdome and the Convention Center are owned by the state. But when something goes wrong, it's New Orleans police responding. It's the emergency medical services responding. Sometimes it's the coroner responding. Yes, there are a lot of pressures on our budget. And there are some things that really aren't fair that are placed on the city of New Orleans that involve regional issues. I'm just asking that we get involved and have a serious and pointed discussion with regards to the state as to what are we going to do about the fact that other parishes encourage those who are unhoused and those who don't have resources in other places to come to New Orleans. Yes, it is a pressure on our budget and a pressure on our taxpayers and also a pressure on some of our residents and businesses. We have a business that's considering going out of business in Gentilly near the corner of Press Drive and Chef, because a former Walgreens, which we're trying to get leased to someone else, the Walgreens is trying to do so, has become the home to people who are defecating and urinating in public and doing things in public that we wouldn't be doing in public except for the fact that they're there. And they see tents. There was somebody sleeping on the Walgreens at the corner of Chef and Press not so long ago, a couple of days ago. We reported it, and somebody brought a tent to them. But at the end of the day, that's not the solution. No. People need to also recognize that their generosity sometimes is not the best placed effort.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about homelessness in New Orleans with Councilmember Eugene Green. 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 7:26 and a half, couple minutes left with Councilmember Eugene Green. So, Councilmember, so they built this facility on France Road, right, after the, along the Industrial Canal for the Super Bowl to get people off of the streets. Is that facility?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Still open or not?
3 months. It was only open during the time of the Super Bowl and during a period of time before and after it. but it was an example of how difficult the issue is. $15 to $17 million was spent providing a facility that had health care, mental health services, food, climate control, and the shelter itself. And the problem is that it then went away. It was a state decision to create it on state on land that the state technically owns along the Industrial Canal. Everything along navigable waterways is owned by the state and then leased by the port, leased through the port. And it may have worked for a while because people were inside. Now, some people still left, even with the conveniences. They went down the street and were living under the overpass at France Road or living behind the gas station at Louisa and Chef. There are some people who are not prone to live inside for a variety of reasons, mental health and having access to some of the things that they want, which are drugs and not wanting to take orders. It lasted for a while, but then it was gone. But it emphasized how difficult the problem is because the problem wasn't solved. And it's important to recognize that the solving of the problem is a lot more complex than just providing a temporary shelter or just letting people live in certain situations. Tommy, I could talk to you about the issue for a half hour. I just want people to recognize that there are over 1,000 unhoused people in New Orleans. They either live in the New Orleans Mission, the Ozanam Inn, Odyssey House, or other facilities such as that, and some live on the streets. We've been working to get those who are on the streets off the streets and into apartments, but that's expensive. You have to pay rent to someone. You have to pay for the wraparound services, which is food, it's utilities, and the like. It is a burden on the city of New Orleans budget, but it is something that we are doing. But I just want people to know, including the state, that the city is going to need help with this because the population can grow at any time. We're going to see more people come in for Mardi Gras, and they simply choose to stay in New Orleans, and they're going to live on the streets of the French Quarter, or they're going to go to Crescent Park. I can tell you everywhere that they're going to go, and we're going to have to go and tell them that they can't stay. On Wednesday of next week, I'll be at an encampment cleanup where someone has created a shelter using wooden pallets, and they are using fire inside to keep warm.
See, and that's what I was getting,
a mental health issue.
I was getting ready to tell you that, ask you that, because first of all, you don't want anybody to be miserable. They're human beings, right? But by the same token, you don't have the right to create a fire hazard that can cause millions of dollars in damage to roadways.
And it's been doing that. I mean, People, unfortunately, there have been fires under I-610. There have been fires at the Carrollton Interchange. There have been fires on the Hunter Train Expressway. Yes. So I'm just trying to say that's a negative side. That the positive side is that every week in our city, many times every day, the Department of Sanitation with the police, with homeless services and strategies and the like, is cleaning up encampments and is helping people. I just want people to recognize that it's not incompetence that has people on the street still. There's a variety of reasons for that, and we're going to ask for everyone's help in that regard.
Thank you, Councilman. Appreciate your time, as always. We'll talk to Greg Upton, about the outlook for 2026 when it comes to offshore energy and more. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to our news director, one David J. Cohen. David C. Cohen? David something Cohen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.